From the RFC News Desk, I'm Chris with your daily Transformers news update for Friday, April 3rd, 2020. Hasbro shared promo images this morning over Instagram and Facebook, giving us our first look at a pair of 2-packs coming exclusively to Target this summer. First up is the Seekers 2-pack featuring Earthrise, Thundercracker, and Skywarp. We've been anticipating this 2-pack, both because it's tremendously obvious, but also thanks to a vague Amazon listing that seemed like it couldn't realistically be anything else. This set being a Target exclusive in the US makes that situation less clear now, but either way, we are definitely getting a set of these two Seekers, even if what's on Amazon is somehow something else. The obligatory Starscream redecos are notable for being presented with some actual photos of the toys, rather than just renders. This could suggest a production run has already happened, even though the scheduled release date is still a bit far off. It looks like Skywarp will be the first use of the dull surprise face seen recently on a factory misassembled Starscream. The initial picture on social media didn't show this clearly, but the subsequent higher resolution images revealed its presence. Despite being a Target exclusive in the US, this set may very well still explain the Earth Mode 2-pack listing from Amazon. In other parts of the world, Amazon may be handling sales for this set. If that's the case, everything makes perfect sense and the mystery is solved. But if not, we might still have a mystery 2-pack that is even more of a mystery than we thought. The other Target exclusive is a new release of the Titans Return Decepticon clones. Pounce and Wingspan will be sold as a set together for the first time outside of Japan. In Hasbro's markets, the clones previously were sold separately, one as part of an expensive exclusive box set, and the other as part of a set with an Autobot clone. The deco for this set is distinctly different from the first Hasbro versions, but appears almost identical to Takaratomi's deco. The promo render shows the dark part of the toys as a dark blue, but much lighter than the same parts on the Japanese releases, which often looked almost black. Depending how that plays out in real life, there may not be a big incentive for collectors who already bought the Takara versions to double dip on these. We don't have any indication so far of a set of Autobot clones to accompany this. It would be odd to release one pair without the other, but that may just be further down the road. While Hasbro's social media posts didn't give any indication of pricing, we did get additional information soon after the first reveal. The Seekers are going to be $60, as one would reasonably have expected, and are scheduled for release on July 3rd. The Clones 2-pack is scheduled for July 24th, and will sell for $25. This seems to support the idea that the now-defunct Legends class can't fit the budget requirements to sell the $10 price point. Many had assumed this to be the case when Siege replaced Legends with MicroMasters, but this pair of toys selling at $25 might be our first direct evidence to that effect. This RFC News Desk update is made possible by support from our fans just like you. You can help us to keep producing content like this by becoming a patron at tfradio.net/patreon, plus you'll get exclusive content and other really cool benefits. And don't forget, you can do your regular everyday Amazon shopping with our affiliate link, tfradio.net/amazon, and support our shows in the process. Visit tfradio.net for more Transformers news updates, and join us every Wednesday night for the live recording of Radio Free Cybertron at tfradio.net/live. You can chat with us during the show or throughout the week on our Discord server at tfradio.net/discord. I'm Chris, and this has been your daily Transformers news update from the RFC News Desk.